This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And it will be, appropriately enough, another dark and perhaps scary night for a good chunk of New York City. Canned food will be the norm, candles for light, battery-powered radios for news, and businesses still trying to make do. We sent Marketplace's Mark Garrison out into Lower Manhattan this morning.
Here in powerless Lower Manhattan, foot and car traffic is light. You hear little other than the sound of heavy pumps clearing out water. Moving uptown, there are a tiny handful of open businesses, including one in Soho that's actually well-positioned for the blackout.
Do you have crank radios?
We did have crank radios, but we're all out. Okay.
Power's still out at Eastern Mountain Sports, but the fit-friendly staffers are prepared with flashlights strapped to foreheads. Those headlamps are selling well now that everyone nearby is basically an urban camper. Sales rep Dave Bradford says he's gotten some new customers.
Folks that are definitely not outdoor people, definite Soho people kind of come in here. They're like a fish out of water. It's pretty amazing.
Still, the employees outnumber the customers, much like the nearby clothing store OMG. Flashlight-toting staffers help customers see jeans and jackets for sale. No power means no credit card swipes or working ATMs, so some customers who want to buy can't. Food is hard to find. A deli with staffers inside offered promise, but it turns out they were just throwing away spoiled produce. Dominic Guglielma, sick of crackers and PBJ, waits on a plate of lamb over rice at a food truck.
Finally, some warm food.
The cab ride back uptown is a bit more hazardous than usual with traffic lights out. Finally, a green light at Park Avenue and 40th. Glowing with the electricity, downtown businesses will need to revive. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.